views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Wow. Every week, I'm surprised recently with what comes through to share with you. And I get excited because it's new, it's fresh, and that's exactly what we need right now. And today is no different. We have a fresh new perspective energy coming in with the full moon that is on May 29th. So it's right after this holiday weekend we have here in the U.S. If you're in the U.S., we're getting ready for a big long weekend. It's a big Memorial Day weekend. So we honor and you know, that's what it's about, really. But what I want to do is I want to share with you how this Sagittarius full moon, I don't know if I said new, but I mean full moon, is bringing this fresh perspective, because Sagittarius energy can, you know, help you see things in a different light. This is no different. And I love it because it's perfect timing after the new moon we just had a couple of weeks ago. We have been exploring what dimension or frequency we're in. If you're brand new to the show, by the way, we're all metaphysical, about positive energy, about ascending, about soul growth, and living and making choices from our heart and seeing beyond life, just seeing what's the bigger picture, really, the bigger picture. We work with the angelic realm as well. I always work with the angelic realm. I have my whole life. If you don't know that about me, I can't imagine a day going by without connecting with them. I also connect with nature. I receive messages through nature, through animals, sometimes trees and plants and you name it. And that's, you know, a lot of times is associated with a shaman style of spirituality. I really don't consider myself one thing or the other. I feel like I have many, many, many different ways that I connect, and I just allow them. The more I learn about it, the more I want to allow that in. So I absolutely love that. Now, why is this moon bringing perspective in, and what is it going to be about? Well, for those that have been feeling a lot of challenge is tough. Okay, I know. But at the same time, it's going to help us see these challenges and how they can actually be of benefit to us. Because honestly, you may not feel like that sometimes when you're going through a really tough thing. And I know that I haven't every single time either. Okay. I'm just like you guys. I go through stuff too, but when I do find a way to just stop and listen and maybe try to see this through a different lens, see what I could learn from it, there's your light. There's your avenue to making and overcoming something in a very positive way. And I know that that's hard to do when you feel down and out, but this show is about lifting you when you need that. That's exactly what we do. I know that I've needed that in my life many times. And so I love that I can give that back. So I do want to do that. I have several emails that I want to share with you, and I'm thinking about starting with those right off the bat before I start diving into this big. If you want to check it out, we have live video streaming going on YouTube channel at my YouTube channel. It's Jen Royster. We also have that embedded on my website, jenroyster.com. And we also are live video streaming on Facebook channels via our network, Transformation Talk Radio. So that's on their Facebook page, and I've shared it to my two pages. That's Jen Royster and or Dr. Jen Royster, the page, not my personal. This is all the page stuff, and Jen Royster show page. So you can find them that way. And of course, we are out there on the audio stream. So we want to welcome everyone to the show. Now, first of all, I want to go over a couple of emails. One of them, we had a lot of activity last week, and I couldn't get to everybody. And if you are listening and you had sent something out into the chats, after the show was over, I went back over in there and answered whatever I found that I couldn't get to that day. So if you never saw that or you want to find that out, you can go back to wherever you posted that. Now, first question does come from last week. I couldn't get to that. And what we were talking about last week was, which dimension are we in, 3D or 5D, right? And this comes from Marilyn, and she says, good morning, Jen. The topic to ask today is about my dreams. My best friend's mother passed away almost 3 months this month, okay? Her name was I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly. My apologies, but it looks like Credad. Her and I are very close. She shared a lot of stories in her lifetime. During her hard time being sick, she told me that she doesn't want to be around anymore. That moment when she told me, I cried and felt so emotional. That moment, and I suddenly sing a song to her. The title of the song I sang is, this is the day that the Lord has made. This is quite the question myself, if she's happy for that song or not. Of course she is, absolutely, because it came from your heart and because it had love wrapped in it. I mean, it was completely wrapped in love. And a lot of times our soul, it has been, you know, one of the perspectives on when we leave or we transition, is it's not really death. It's just we transition. We're just not in this lifetime or in this physical earth life. But we're not really dying. We're just transitioning to something else. That's the way I feel about it. I don't feel like there really is a death because I have had connections with people I love very much quite often, but I know that they're not here. They're not bound here. They are good. What I also know is our soul pretty much, the way I see it, this is a perspective, the soul decides when it's ready to transition. Okay, so it sounds like she was doing that, maybe expressing that. To sing the song to her was in love because you were going to miss her in the physical. But they receive so much joy from us when we are happy and we are living our life to the fullest. They can share in that energy because an energy of love has no boundaries and they can feel that, and that is happy for them. So anytime you are sending love or an intention of goodwill to someone that is moving on, they are going to receive that beautifully. That I can't imagine they wouldn't. I mean, that's just the way I have always known it to be. That's the way I've always studied it to be. So that's my perspective on that. So that was actually beautiful what you did for her. And we have another one here. We have Emily. Emily writes, I'm listening to your May 2018 angel guidance forecast. Okay, she was listening to the one from the beginning of May and she got really creeped out. Oh, goodness, no creeping out. Okay, after the full moon of April in the beginning of May, I was walking through my campus and all of a sudden it was like I was seeing through a portal. It was blue. I saw triangles and the number 2. Yeah. Okay. That she's referring to the first of the month. We always do the angel guidance for the upcoming month. So see, that's what we're going to do next week for June. She's talking about one we did a few weeks ago for May. And I did see something. I mean, I saw this too. It did not frighten me because I'm allowing my perspective to open up, which is exactly what we're going to talk a little bit more about today. Because as you release fears off, and it's gradual, it's not like you're going to be one day wake up and there's no fear of anything that's a surprise like that, especially something from beyond that you're not familiar with or you've never experienced. I mean, the first time you would see an angel or a spirit or anything from a higher dimension, it's probably startling because you're like, is that good? Is that okay? That's totally normal to feel not sure. That's just part of being a human being living here. And when I go through something like that, and I've seen things that I'm not sure about either, but when that happens, I decipher and I trust what my intuition says. And even if it was good, if I'm not ready, I'm not ready. And it doesn't have to interfere with you at all. The triangles and the square that I shared a couple of weeks ago around this, and it looked like an opening in a wall, like a mirror with smoke, but it was starting to clear. And I saw it very intriguing, and I wanted to just walk through it. I did. I just wanted to walk through it. Now, 10, 20, 30 years ago, I probably would have been scared if I'd seen that. I probably would have wanted to go the other way. So, you know, we all have our own timeline on things like that. So that's kind of cool, though, for me to see that somebody else was seeing something extremely similar to me, because that's more of a validation that was something significant. I had more information come in this week, and it doesn't stop. It's surprising me all the time. So I have an interesting story to share with you on that as well. And we also had... we have two more, and I will wait and save the next one for the after the break. But we had one more here that came in, and this one is awesome. This is a beautiful message. I love your show, and I've listened since 2010. Oh, wow, thank you. That is beautiful. And this comes from Marie. She's in Denmark, and she's always listened to the podcast. Today, I will listen to the live show. Well, that's fantastic, Marie, and thank you for that. That was beautiful. And can you and the angels advise me on my current work, as it has been pretty tough, and I don't know if I should make some changes to it. The last year has been tough with a lot of stress. Lots of love from Marie. So, Marie, for one, this is perfect timing to really pull all the stops out on what you want to change in your life. That's what this month is about. A lot of what we're going to share in the show today, it's so divine timing when I receive, they don't even realize it, I don't think. I receive emails or questions and they don't even realize that's what the topic is going to cover. Now, how do you not love that, right? So that happens. But when we are going through big changes and we've gone through the challenges, that's a lot of what this show is going to be about. So Marie, listen, I'm glad you're live because this is going to answer, the whole show is going to answer your question really. So I know I can't really give you a quick one because there's a lot to that one. And I love that. I absolutely love that. That is just amazing to me. So we had one more question, but when we come back, we're going to keep powering on. It looks like we may have... it looks like there's somebody saying hello. I'm not sure. I'll find out. And we will get back to chats. Guys, if you're out there, write your questions out in the chats too, because we just want this to be an interactive talk show. That's what it is. It's a talk show and we're here for you. We're talking about this fresh new perspective with this full moon coming. It's a Sagittarius full moon and it comes on May 29th and it really does have some good news. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to start diving in deeper into this stuff because I have a lot of great things to share with you today. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Hi, I'm Tom Lombrezo, and I'm here to tell you of my latest book, The Magic of Finding Love and Peace. If there's any doubt in your mind that there are angels or messages you might get from clouds or that you are a spiritual being as well as a human being, you must buy this book. This book is full of photographs, 375 color photographs over 278 pages. Of those, 155 are of clouds, clouds that will knock your socks off. Go to my website, www.whenangelstouch.com, whenangelstouch.com, and on the homepage, you'll see the photograph of the book. It's $25. It's a good bargain for what you're getting. And if you need to contact me by email, tom@whenangelstouch.com, and you can see me on Facebook every day at When Angels Touch Facebook.
And welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about fresh new perspectives arriving with the full moon on May 29th in Sagittarius. I've been going over the emails, and one more email, and then I want to say hello to chats. If you are in the chats, please write your questions out as you're listening to the show. Then I'm going to be diving into the topic, because a lot of the questions are probably going to be answered with the topic. This one too, this question came in as well, and please hang in there. Melissa writes, "Dear Jay, I'm really struggling in survival mode, and bless your heart, I've been there, done that. I'm with you, okay? This is a support sending out to you. I'm just feeling a lot of love for you right now. There is constant chaos in my simply daily survival. I wake up ready for a new day in a good way, and then it starts. Can the angels advise how to change my life? I'm terribly sad at this moment because I'm always so hopeful for change, and by the end of the day, I'm hopeless. Thank you. Much love, Melissa." Okay. Hang in there, Melissa. This show is going to help you too, because there's a lot going on here with this moon, with what may have happening. We're really in a big transitional period. Now, I want to say hello to Facebook chat. Hello, Judy, and welcome to our show. This is her first time watching live, and it's great to have you with us. Hello to you. And over in YouTube chat, hello, Sharon. It's great to see you here. And, you know, I love it that we have the interaction. And guys, by the way, on my website, If you're not into being on any of those social medias, and I have it, the show embedded on my website too, at the bottom of any page, you'll see a Jen Royster contact. You can send questions in ahead of the show for that as well. You can send them there. You don't have to send them this way. Some people just don't want to do social media, and I wanted to give you that option as well. So here we go. Let's talk about what's happening here. First of all, it's going to be guiding us to the new perspective on a lot of things that don't feel very positive. That's the good part, okay? Now, how is it going to show us that? First, it's got the energies have been building and bringing up the things that aren't working out for us. Listen up. The things that aren't working out, the things that feel frustrating, the things that feel hopeless, the things that don't seem to work no matter how hard we try to, okay, it's going to be a good day no matter what. I've been there. I have felt like that before. I know what that feels like. And when I went in and studied and went deep in with my spirit guides and angels, they literally took me by the hand. And I'm sharing this because this is what they have shown me. I have experienced this personally, and this is what I'm sharing with you to help you, all of you, anybody feeling this. It's like they took me by the hand. They wrapped their wing around me, so to speak, if you want to use that metaphor. And they say, in order to see something from a different perspective, you have to know what it is first that you're going to see the opposite of. I know. I'm trying to explain this. It reminds me of some of the Tao Te Ching. Darkness is the absence of light. Think of it that way. Darkness is the absence of light. Once you put light on it, darkness goes away, right? You can't, another metaphor would be to know beauty is to know the ugly. I know that's a weird one to say, but that's a Tao Te Ching thing. It's to know the opposite is to understand that other perspective. That 4,000 plus year old sage knew what he was talking about with this stuff. If you've never read that, you want to grab some of that and read it. It's interesting stuff. This is an opportunity. Those things that seem to stay under the rug for us that are difficult to spot, and we just see it this way, and there can't possibly be another route. There's opportunity here coming and arriving for us to go, oh, wait a minute, I never thought of it that way. Wow. Here's a good example, and it's kind of a comical. To me, it's a little bit comical because I wouldn't have seen this coming. And I'll just give you an example in everyday life how this can happen. I love to garden. I work very hard to garden. And it's an outlet for me. I love to organic garden, and I work in my garden. Okay. And I put all these flowers out for spring, and I just loved it. And the next day, after several days of rain, I literally had 4,000 pine trees. I'm saying 4,000 like exaggeration. Okay, you know those little plastic sacks or bags they give you at a grocery store or the market? I filled one of those with this, trying to get the, because they were taking over this little flower bed. And I thought, we have lived here for a while and we have never seen anything like this. But over the winter, we had a very unusual storm and it was just so many. Well, before that happened, okay, now that was aggravating to me, but I was seeing it that way, right? I was like, oh, why is this happening? So I collected all these little baby pine trees that were never going to make it in this tiny little space anyway. I mean, that was just too many in one space. 2 days in a row before that, I'm walking. We have a lot of nature trails right here near the beach where I live. And Emmy and I go walking through those trails every day. And this is kind of like the portal thing. And it's not the first time this has happened, but the trees were talking to me. No kidding. I'm like, okay, I could swear I could hear that. They were talking to me 2 days in a row. After the 2 days in a row, I was like, well, what is it you're trying to tell me? I asked. You say, be careful what you ask for because you're going to get an answer. So I asked, what are you trying to tell me? Now, this is a lot of pine trees in there, okay? But I couldn't quite decipher the message. So if I kept exploring, then I wake up the next day and I have millions of pine trees in this little tiny flower bed. I still was not quite, okay, what the heck? Well, I weeded it out. I collected them. I had an entire bag full. And then I come in, and that night it hit me out of nowhere, not thinking about it. There's a medicinal in the pine tree. You need to look that up. You need to understand that. I went, okay. And it was literally what I had been researching and looking for someone else, you know, that needed something. And, I went, okay. See, if you don't realize that sometimes it looks like a negative, or how come this always happens to me and I can't ever get anything to work out? You know, I could have thought that way with that flower garden. This is just an example, guys, but this really did happen. I could have felt like, oh, not cool. And then I gather all this and realized, okay, there was a message in this the whole time. So that's, you can look up the medicinal of that, okay? Because that's something for the individual to look up. I won't go into that. Well, the next day, that whole flower bed got tore up by squirrels. I went, really? Seriously? What the heck is going on? And of course, squirrel has message too. Lighten up and have a little more fun. Lighten up. And that's one of their main messages. So I had to take that and I go, you know what? I just learned something with a frustration I had with pine trees. And it is a simple story. It really did happen, but I'm trying to show you how to apply it to daily life because it really was just in the last week that happened. Now we have, let's see what we have over in over in YouTube chat, we have Melissa. Hi, I'm supposed to visit someone in the U.S. that I met a month ago. I'm in Canada. I'm supposed to go see him early June. Just curious what the energy feels like around this. Does it seem positive? Ooh, I'm at a point where I just want to meet people and have fun. Ooh, hi, Melissa. Well, if the intention is positive, then no matter what the outcome, whether you like or, okay, yeah, maybe not with this person you're meeting, there'll be a positive outcome. Because a positive outcome can also mean maybe not, but this was fun, you know, that kind of thing. You know, just be aware. I feel like there's a little bit of excitement, nervousness there, and I guess it would be because it's the unknown. Just keep yourself safe there. And I'm not saying that because I'm picking up anything scary. I'm not picking up anything negative at all. I'm just picking up to keep your wits about you is what I'm being told to tell you. And that is coming from Michael. He's like, just don't throw logic out the window. He's saying that to tell me, he's like, tell her that. Is that making sense to you? I don't want to say that you're not logical, but it sometimes when we get into situations, everything goes out the window and we forget everything. I've done that. But he's making a point to tell me to tell you that. And I hope that makes sense. And about don't go too fast. Just enjoy the moment of the now and let it unfold. That is what I got in specifics for that. Wow, that was very specific. Okay. So let's go keep going because those other email questions that I got are being answered with this information. So here we have, now that story was to share how you can apply it every day. So what you want to do is you look at what you have going on and, you know, like the, what was her name? Melissa? Melissa. That was the email, Melissa. I don't think that's the same Melissa. But if you had you know, if you had this intention when you wake up, it's like, this is going to be a better day, and it doesn't go the way planned. I'm also receiving information about that right now for anybody that feels that way when they wake up and they just want to, okay, it's not going to be like that today. He's saying it's like a releasement of just trying to control how it goes. It's more like a pulling back. And for some people, and I get this as because back in the day, I wanted everything to go a certain way too. And that's when it would trip me up and it would always feel like it went wrong or it wasn't what I wanted or anything like that. And I realized I had to really learn that in my younger days to not try to control the outcome of everything. You have an intention and you have things that you want to experience. And at the same time, it's allowing the universe to bring it to you and not get in the way of that. And I found that when I was feeling disheartened because it didn't go the way I wanted it to go, or I would feel, I've actually felt hopeless before. I know what that feels like. It's because I was trying to control how it went. Now, I'm not saying you're doing that. I'm saying look to see if you are doing that. Anybody that can relate to that particular situation, if you have something like that going on, look at it that way. The other thing is this is a very positive thing that's happening here, guys. This energy of Sagittarius, and that's why I went with the angels with this, because I'm like, wow. To actually take something that has felt so beat down and just never works for you, to actually be given an opportunity to see something positive come out of it, that's going to be huge for you. That's going to be huge for you. Like my pine trees, think baby pine trees, okay? They're not here to sabotage my garden. You know, it wasn't here as an attack. I wasn't a victim of nature. They were trying to communicate to me because I asked, because I opened up to listen to that. And this is how you apply. The more you open to listen, and it means being flexible with how it will come in. Like you might see a portal with triangles going around, or the trees will talk to you sometimes. And you know, the other thing that I love, and this is consistent now, it's consistent. Whenever I'm in the shower, I hear classical music every single time. I have checked and checked and checked to see if neighbors or anything is playing. Nope. But it's always when I'm in there. And I love it because obviously that water is a conduit for like an antenna and is pulling the signal in more. And the information, it's like I've gone into another portal every time. It's not just a shower anymore. So I know you guys really wanted to hear about that, but it's really kind of cool. And I would not have experience that if I hadn't allowed it to show me what it wanted to show me or allowed the music to come in, so to speak. So I want to leave you with that, thinking about it for a moment. And I'm going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to share more about how you can utilize this energy, guys, to see a positive in something that you may have never seen a positive in. Okay, so think about it. Let me know if you have any questions. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, I'm Barbara Scheidegger, clinical hypnotherapist and founder of Swiss Hypnotherapy. And this is a tip with purpose. Be willing to make a change for the good. If you want to know what your thoughts were like in the past, look at your body today. If you want to know what your body will be like in the future, look at your thoughts today. This was Deepak Chopra who said that. And it's true, but it's never ever too late to make a change. And many things can be reversed. If you put your mind into it and make an effort, now you can make the change and tomorrow you will feel much better. Start now and look forward. Past is the past. There's no future in it. But in the now, you can find the future for tomorrow. I hope this tip helps you. You can reach me at SwissHypnotherapy.com.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Are you ready to make deep, lasting, transformative changes? Then tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio for Susanna Jameson's hit show, Love, Light, Sound Radio. During her show, Susanna inspires and supports spiritually and health-conscious individuals all over the world to reconnect with their heart, their inner peace, and balance. Love, Light, Sound Radio. Transformation happens here now. For more information, visit SusannaJameson.com.
Learn how to be you in today's world on New Soul Radio. Follow host Ruby Betty each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she introduces new rules for new souls in these new times. As a powerful spiritual thought leader, modern mystic, and clairsentient, Ruby Betty is propelled toward a single goal: to awaken human beings to their fullest potential. For more information on Ruby and her work, visit rubybetty.co.
Welcome back to the show. Now, I'm going to keep going because I want to share a lot with you. Now, let's go back to, if you could imagine your life the way it is right now, and think about this, if you have to write it down on paper and have two columns, however you've got to organize this, imagine if you could completely see it in a different way, a completely different lens. Everything that this energy, I know this is deep, but I'm trying to get this out. This energy will show you the opposite, okay, if you allow it. Now, you can reject it all day long and, you know, that's it for you. Or you don't want to, and I mean, that's it. You can do that. What I'm saying is, if you have something tough going on, a challenge, especially with challenges, guys, things that are going well and you're fantastic with, that's in sync. That's in sync for your high frequency to move forward. This is focusing on pulling up that stuff that's not so much working or weighing you down or frustrating you, discouraging you, and giving you opportunity to see it completely opposite. Just like I had to see the pine trees opposite. I had to see that they weren't there to be a negative. They were there to answer and help. Okay, who could have figured that out, right? But I had to allow that. I was like, okay, this is happening for a reason. Sometimes it catches me too, and I do this all the time. But when I stop and I go, wait, okay, there's a message in this. And then when I stop and listen, boom. You know, it resolves and then we move and we grow and it's completely different. You change an appreciation. There's a completely different perspective to everything you experience, everything. If you're going through a tough one, there's something in it to see. What this month is doing is giving you opportunity to see it easier. because we have to have that come up to the surface. And if you feel like, oh my gosh, I'm just weighed down with it, you want to find a way to clear that energy. You have a lot of heavy energy that you would want to do a clearing on. I would recommend any kind of energy healing that you like to do. Do the salt bath to clear it. You don't have to go see anybody. If that's a financial thing, you can do energy healing yourself. That's what my free course is that I've had out there that people use. It's just something that will help guide you to let some energy go. When you feel weighed down, sometimes it's literally we need an energy bath to get some of that dense, thick stuff off. Then we can see. Then we feel lighter. Then we can keep moving forward. Whenever I have found when with my clients or myself that it starts to get to that point where, okay, this just is going in a bad, it's just going spiraling, not quite right. Time to stop, take a break. It's like take a deep breath and literally clear your energy field. There's lots of ways you can do that, okay? You can do Reiki. You can do the salt bath. You can do a dip in the ocean. You can do a meditation. I asked Michael to clear it off, but you want to be proactive in that. Don't just say, come do it for me. You want to have that intention and you want to help yourself. Not to mention, it makes you feel a whole lot better about yourself too, that you know you can do that. It's empowering to take charge of the situation when you start to feel that way. So that's a boost coming from Michael. He always feels very driven when, you know, like, you know, that's how he feels when he's motivating, you know, like the training coach. He comes through like that. But if you were looking at the possibilities, and let's do that for a minute. If you were looking at possibilities completely opposite of what you see now, what would you see? Now, think about it, what you have going on. The complete opposite of what you're experiencing right now is what? That's what you want to do. That's what you want to think. You know, you want to think about where is that? Where is that? If you looked at your journey on a day-to-day basis, you know, the daily routines, the daily dramas, the daily stuff, is there something that would be opposite in that other lens? And then when you do that and practice that, like kind of like a meditative, some people think it's a daydream. I think daydreams are phenomenally very positive and very good for manifesting, by the way. But if you were to stop and think, wow, let me think, what could the possibilities be if my day-to-day routine was slightly different in these ways? And literally put some time into this, put some intention into this with this full moon. Yeah. And you might be quite surprised what you're going to see revealed to you. Because, I mean, appreciate the things that go right, that go well, your victories, your successes. But when your challenges come, they are important in a lesson or something to grow in. They happen. Yes, they do. I wish they didn't happen either, but I have always learned something from them. When I started to apply that, what's the lesson that I got to learn here? What is it that I need to flex with here? What is it that I need to change my attitude on here? Things like that. It starts to open up. Now, if you're working on your intuition, which I love the connection with spirit and everything and going through nature and doing that. I do. I love it. Even when they surprise me with something like that, with the tree thing, I absolutely love it because to me, that's exciting. It's authentic. It's real. And it came straight from the universe. It's not coming from an opinion. It's not something that, you know, oh, I don't know if I can trust that. You know, I get that. You don't even have to take everything I say if you don't want it. That's up to you to make a decision for yourself. I'm sharing my experiences, what I've learned, what I've found that works for me, you can take it or leave it. But I'm here giving you opportunity to make something that has always weighed you down, flip it to the opposite, shine some light on that part of your life, and look at it from a different perspective. How can you look at it from a different perspective right now with whatever it is you have going on? I mean, here's another one that's big that's going to be coming up with this one too, okay? When we start to shed off all the things that go wrong or the dysfunctions or the whatever you want to call it, the dramas, the issues, the stuff that weighs us down, and we start to have a life that's simpler, things are going well, it changes. Because our mindset, our perspective, and we have stopped trying to hold things or control it, there's this little part of you that may have to adjust to that because you're so used to having to put out a fire or having to take care of something or someone or something not going well. There's actually an adjustment to having a life that's calm if you're so used to it having a lot of drama in it. I know you know what I'm talking about if you haven't already experienced that. And then you go, I'm great until I get around such and such, or I'm great until I get around this environment or go to that place. Be careful with that one. This will help you see that it isn't about that place, that person, that situation. There is no fault, nowhere, not even on yourself. It is, you know what? I was thinking it was that, but it isn't really. That's a different perspective. It's not really any of that unless I say it is. It's kind of like you hold the wand and you can go, wow, magic, poof, here we go. And you can say, you know what? That's not going to affect me anymore. One of the things you can work on is that. It will be like instant. It'll be, you know, a process. And it will be once you make a decision to shift that, then life will give you opportunity to practice it. That doesn't mean, okay, every time I try to get on the right path, something goes wrong. It means you got on the right path and now life is going to help you practice it. That's a different perspective, you see? When it really takes that mountain down to almost nothing. This big mountain of impossibility just turned into possibilities in a big way. And that's what this moon is bringing. It's very, very cool. Your dreams, your goals, you want to look at them right now. This another thing they were sharing. This one came from, Michael was very much on this one, by the way. But he's like, you know, you want to look at the goals, you want to look at the dreams, you want to look at what you want to achieve during this full moon and make sure you haven't outgrown it or it's boring you. And you're ready to do something else, or it's faded, you know, that kind of thing. I know. See, I can hear you guys. I can hear like, oh man, I can hear that out there. And that's the thing, because you do want to look at that because you want to be honest and truthful with yourself. Because then we wonder, why am I not happy? I'm doing all these things that were my dream and goal, but are they still your dream and goal? Because maybe not. This is a good time to look at that. You want to do that. Full moons are about releasing what you don't need anymore. Okay. This one helps you see things, and it will be easier to let go if you go with this route because, and I love this because it will be easier to see what you need to let go of. It'll be easier to let go of it if you allow yourself to see a different perspective. You'll go, oh, gosh, that would be a lot better situation. And it might be unknown. It might be new to you. And then you got that little thing called fear that creeps in. And that's what's getting in the way. Afraid of the change. Afraid it might not work. Afraid it won't be perfect. I've seen people not make any choices because they're afraid they're going to make a mistake. Now, I say make choices, learn from ones that work and don't work, and then make another choice. I've never understood that mindset because, wow, I just feel like there's always something you can learn in life and grow. And you learn the most when you're in an unknown territory. That's when the juices are flowing, creativity kicks in, because it's looking for the route to figure it out, like puzzle games or something. But this is good stuff here. So this one is important to do that. You want to make sure your goals and dreams are aligned with what you really want now, not what you said you wanted 10 years ago, 20 years ago, maybe even last year. You want to look at that. You want to look at, well, what do I want now? Are you the same person you were last year before all this big shift started? Because this has been some fast-paced energy shifting for all of us in a big way. And it's still going, and it's going to, because it's helping to bring it up and shift it. I mean, everything is changing. And if you don't like change, what if you looked at that with a perspective of, what if I was a person, and here's a different perspective for that one. What if I was a person that was just fine with change and I embraced it and I had no problem with it? What would you see yourself doing? I know it's like, oh, I can't even imagine myself being that way. That's what I'm saying. Imagine it, visualize it. It's called like kind of like a guided imagery, but you're visualizing and working and calibrating and clarifying with yourself and the universe where you are and where you want to be and what you can do to change it. Because guess what? Every one of you, me included, we all have the power we're looking for to make the changes that we need to do within ourselves. It's not going to come from outside yourself. It's going to come from within yourself. It's right there. You have to trust it. You do want to trust it. I know you do. I know you do. I know how hard it can be sometimes. And some of that stuff that we're trying to get rid of is probably a belief system that was embedded in us that we took on. Maybe it really worked for us at one time. Maybe it did. And now it's like, I don't know. Or you just don't feel like there's any luster in your life, you know? To go down the path and explore and stumble on the things that the universe brings to me the way they do with the trees or nature or, you know, anything. It just amazes me. I get so much out of that because I've said that I want it and I've allowed it. I don't feel silly about it anymore. I know I'm not crazy. Some people think it is. It doesn't matter anymore. If I cared about that, then it would hold me back and it would hinder the things that bring me joy. Metaphysics and energy and the way the universe works, manifesting, having a connection with angels, guides, people that I love very much that have passed on, brings joy to my life. I absolutely love it. It's me. It's part of my life. It's what I do. It's what I'm passionate about. It's why we're in our ninth season of this show, guys, because I love it. I love sharing these little parts of life that can change your life for the better, that can bring the joy back in. They can absolutely bring the joy back in. If you want to feel more inspired, you want to feel like you have purpose, you want to feel like you can feel positive, this moon, sit down, give it some time, and really put some intention on releasing the heavy sadness, the anger, the why is this always, that's what you want to release. You want to release that belief that something's always messing it up for you. Something that's a victim thing, you know, like, no more. And if you wake up tomorrow and you feel great, and it doesn't go exactly the way you thought, That doesn't mean it was an unsuccessful day. It means, ooh, there was some little tidbits and mystery lessons or something to figure out in there. Make a game of it. And you might be really pleasantly surprised at the things you'll discover. Because there's nothing stronger than someone that can overcome those things that come at you. And you turn that into a life lesson. And you allow it to make you stronger. And then you go out there and you don't go and retaliate. You go out and you live your life. You go out and you find your freedom. And you do it anyway. To me, that's living. To me, that is inspiration. So I want you guys to really think about this one. We are running out of time. I've got to go in just a moment. But I want you guys to know this is a good moon here. Allow it to show you the opposite of whatever is going on for you. That's the key. What's the opposite? Look at it from a different lens and just imagine your life the complete opposite of what maybe you don't like so much. Don't worry about the stuff that's going well. That's fine. It's on track. We're talking about clearing out these little cobwebs in the corners that are holding you up, tripping you up in the dark. Shine some light on that, and you will absolutely be amazed at what you can achieve. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I hope you enjoyed this moon coming, and I hope you have a wonderful and beautiful blessed weekend. And we'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. We will be doing the June angel guidance for the month of June. We're already in the middle of this year. Can you believe it? Wow, so much happening every day. Thanks so much for listening, guys. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.